Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now in the Classic Cafe, guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Chris Caffrey. Chris, kind of a different year and a different presentation this year, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were hoping something was going to be able to happen, and you know, I sat around waiting to hear the phone calls, because when Adam and the office call me up, you know, a lot of times in a year like this one, that you get two different phone calls. One is bad news, and one is good news as far as what's going to be happening with the band and playing. And it was one of those phone calls when he was like, "Hey, you got a minute? You know, what do you think about this?" And yeah, we're getting together, and we're going to be really, really safe and healthy, and just get the band to a spot and rehearse and get ready to play so everybody could see us live from their homes. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, we've had so much from all these fans from all these years, and it's just going to be really special for us to be able to give something back in this time when I know a lot of people are experiencing a quite different holiday season this year.
Yeah, you would have been in probably Omaha.
Well, it all depends. It's funny because there was a year, I don't remember which one it was exactly, and the election was kind of winding up right around when we were supposed to leave, and Paul wanted to wait till after that. And we kind of, from that point, didn't start doing TSO touring from the beginning of November. It became one of his things where he always wanted us to wait till that was over and start in the middle of November. So when we were doing November 1st as our first show, I was already gone for 2 weeks. We would leave home usually at my plane flight was October 15th. I'd be gone.
And you're going to be kind of with some friends that you hadn't been for many years, and the fact that Al Petrelli will be there and some of the West Coast members. It's kind of mixing it all together and making a really unique presentation for TSO without having the East Coast, West Coast. That's got to be something that you're looking forward to.
Well, I always look forward to the opportunity to play with Al, regardless of what it would be, because he's such a good friend of mine. I mean, I've known Al since I was 17 years old, so it's like it goes back a long, long, long time in my life. So, you know, any time that I spend with him is always special, whether it's just being Al the friend. So this is even that much more. And Johnny, I've known since I was and worked with since I was 19. So it's like these are brothers of mine, and to be able to get back in that, you know, original lineup that did the very first tour, basically. Me, Jeff, Johnny, and Al were at the front of the stage on that very first TSO tour ever, the very first TV special we ever filmed, the first time we ever went in front of cameras on Rosie O'Donnell was those guys with me. So for me, it's really special. And to get, you know, some of those amazing West Coast singers and musicians that are playing with us on this, too, it's just, you know, it's one big family. We experienced that on the Beethoven tour, and we experienced it again with the Wacken Festival, but this is obviously the first time we've ever done it as a live concert on camera like this. But it's definitely something special for me to be able to get together with these guys. And, you know, this will be, since the very first TSO tour, the first time I've ever stepped on stage with Al in the winter tour time. You know, I've not stepped on stage with him since then, or only during the Beethoven tour. So, I mean, Johnny came east a few years, but this is the first time that me and Al will be standing there playing Christmas Eve Sarajevo around Christmas Eve time. So for me, it's definitely got a really special edge to that, you know, because that was 1995 when we first played that song together. And it's 96 since it was released as TSO, and I think 97 was the first appearance we did with Rosie O'Donnell. So it's been a very long time since I've actually played this stuff with Al. So for me, that's really super special.
That's going to be a lot of fun, too. We're talking with Chris Caffrey of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. As far as the date, it is December 18th. You get all the information and everything you need to know at WNCX.com. We've got links going right on through to the live stream sign-up and like that. And that date would have been the Cleveland date this year for TSO if the tour would have went off. So, you know, we don't get it live, but at least we get something on the 18th. And, you know, it's going to be something special. I mean, I can't even imagine with all that goes into it, and this is going to be a full-blown TSO performance for one show. That's going to be packing an awful lot in one night.
Yeah, well, we're going to give everything we can. I mean, it's anything that you would see live with. I call it like the Spinal Tap thing when you say the sights and sounds and smells of a touring rock band. Well, you get everything but the smells. So you're going to have the smells of your own home are going to be our smells that day. But yeah, it's going to be the bells and whistles and the music and the rock opera, the story, and the whole feel of a TSO show. But it's going to be, you know, live through your TVs and stereos and whichever way you watch stuff. It's different, but it's going to be exciting for us. And you know, the main difference between this and the other shows is this is kind of like the Wacken show, where we had to do that one without a rehearsal. I mean, we had the night before, but it rained and we couldn't do it, so we never really had a rehearsal on stage to really do the Wacken thing the way it's going to be, you know, in the situation. When we go to roll these cameras and this is going, we've never rehearsed playing this stuff live in front of people. It's just a different mood, definitely different, but it's going to be fun.
You know, as far as your presentation, obviously you play guitar and you know, you're a bundle of energy, but also you do the most talking to the audience any band members. And this year is a very special, strange year. Have you given any thoughts of what those, you know, talk breaks basically would be this year compared to last year or any other year?
You know, if I was on stage in an actual concert, I would have a better idea of that. I mean, when we did Beethoven, most of that went to Al, you know, and I just became Chris Caffrey, the guitar player, and he would handle most of that talking in that situation. So I'm sure if the talking thing happens in this one, I don't know what I'll be saying or if I'll be speaking, but I know that Al's very, very, very good at, you know, saying what's in most of our minds and our hearts.
Talking with Chris Caffrey of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. December 18th will be the day of the live stream, and then I believe it'll be posted until for another week or so. So you would have that opportunity. You can find out more, and you know, it's just basically the price of a TSO ticket. All that info is at WNCX.com. As far as, you know, this being the one-shot deal this year, does that get you any more pressure than you would have, you know, you'd normally do? You know, you can say, I'll do it better next performance, but, you know, this is a one-shot deal.
You know, I think it does in some ways. I always got like that with the television stuff that we did in any form, because when you're playing on the stage, you've got all the people, all the lights, and you've really think that, okay, well, there's a good chance that if you had a bad face or a bad note that somebody might not have heard or seen it, but with this, you're going to be that one time when that camera is you and the edit's you. I don't know if they're, you know, it's going to be full stage here and there, but I'm sure there's going to be close-up stuff that it always puts that extra bit of, I don't know if it's nervousness, but you just feel like you've got this point in time where people are paying attention to you a little bit different. I mean, as far as the music goes, I'm not saying luckily, I mean, we didn't get to the point where anything new was able to be released because of the problems that had happened this year with getting everybody together and getting things done and finished. So we are going to be playing all music that we've played before live. So I think that sense of this, oh my God, I've never played this song live before, and am I going to remember it or mess it up? A lot of this stuff, I mean, if I was to count the amount of times I've played them, some of those songs on Christmas Eve and other stories, it's in the thousands. So it's kind of one of these things where it's like, well, I'm pretty sure I could get through it. But that's, sometimes you make the biggest mistakes in the things you think you know the best, because you, at that point in time, you might be looking at a different light, or when the audience is there, like smiling at something you see or somebody on stage, and you just let yourself, not necessarily out of your game, but you just will forget a one note here and a one note there, and I'm well known for that. My mistakes are usually right in the spot where you will notice them. Like in a power ballad where everybody's on an A and I happen to hit an A flat. You know, it's just I always have them to make the one that everybody notices is me. So
it's going to be a special night, December 18th, and I'll be waving at you from my side of the computer screen, but I know you guys are going to carry on in the proud and brave tradition of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The show must go on in some way, shape, or form, and you guys are going to do it. We can't wait. Chris, thank you for joining us today, and we're looking forward to seeing what you guys got on the 18th of December.
Yeah, thank you, sir, and I'm looking forward to I eventually, one day in the future, we'll be able to look back at this too, you know, and see what it was that you guys got to see. So, you know, whenever I get a chance to view what it was, I'm really enjoying to see what the magic of TSO will be for everybody that night. And we hope you enjoy it. We know that we enjoy you guys, so we're going to give you everything we got in this circumstance. So we definitely look forward to doing it, and you guys just stay safe and have a happy holiday season, and we'll see you then.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. You have yourself a great afternoon, bud.
All right, thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.